It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day, good day, good day, and welcome to a wonderific Wednesday. It is April the 17th, 2024. This is Speak Out 2.0. We are live from the Ken Perello Real Estate Tower building right here on Highway 95 in Bullhead City, downtown Bullhead City, I call it. You're listening to us on 106.3 or 106.5 or 106.7, and one of those channels comes in really well in your community. The other two might be just a tad scratchy, but if you drive around, sometimes you got to flip the dial one way or the other. We love the FCC, but they made us do this, and those things happen. So you have three opportunities to hear us. You can always listen to us online at KNTRtalk.com also. And if you have family or friends across the country, they can listen to us on KNTRtalk.com. Yeah, live, or you can hear the programs the next day, whenever you want. Yeah, we're flexible. Hey, we're going to get to our guests. We have Roger Galloway and a couple of students from the Kingman Academy High School in just a moment, but I do want to remind you, always watch your children around water. It only takes seconds for a child to drown. We're getting into the warm season, and if I was 4 years old, I would be looking for water too. So we know kids think water's fun and enjoyable, but gosh, when you get them around lakes or pools, even that tub, please watch them. Keep an eye on them, all right? I do want to tell you that there's a blood drive going on right now at Valley View Medical Center. It started about a half hour ago. So 3 o'clock today, you can call Vitalant and get an appointment, 877-258-4825. Tonight kicks off the Mojave High School and drama and choir and band, I think, too. It is Mamma Mia, yeah, 7 p.m. tonight at Mojave High School. $7 for adults. We're going. Yeah, my wife and I are going to go. How cool is that to see a stage play right here in our town? So you can go too. 7 o'clock. Tonight, tomorrow night, Friday, and Saturday. There's a blood drive tomorrow, the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club. Tom Brady's jumping in there to head this up in our Kiwanis Club. 10 to 2 tomorrow at Mojave Community College. Again, call Vitalant, 877-258-4825. And then Laughlin Chamber has a ribbon cutting on Friday at the Harrah's new Shell gas station up on the hill, across from Harrah's, and that happens at 10 o'clock, right when I'm on the air. And you can call the chamber in Laughlin if you have questions, 702-298-2214. Now, let's get our three guests. They're on the phone in Roger's studio office in downtown Kingman. Welcome, everyone. How's everybody?
Everybody's wonderful.
Good.
We're good.
All right. And Paige, what grade are you in?
I am a senior in high school.
Oh, good, good. Oh, just a couple more weeks for you, huh?
Oh, yes. I'm so excited.
Oh, I bet. Where are you going to go when school gets out?
I'm going to go to NAU, Northern Arizona University.
Fantastic. Pack a couple coats. It'll be.
Yes, I definitely will be. Maybe some snow boots, too.
Yeah, it'll be just a tad chillier than Kingman.
Yeah.
Anthony, how are you?
I'm doing good today, sir. How about yourself?
Good. Anthony, what grade are you in?
I'm a senior in high school as well.
Oh, okay. So where are you going to head come September, October?
After high school, I'm going to work for a year, and then I'm going to find a couple of kids.
Oh, fabulous. All right.
But I should say, Larry, that Paige is an adult. He's 18, and Anthony's still a child. So 17.
All right.
Well, they both sound like adults. Roger, had you guys come in, I want to talk a little bit kind of about our political environment, if we can, because I think that's something that the two of you are fairly interested in.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'm not super interested, but I'm definitely interested in what Roger does and things that we've been talking about in class.
Okay. One of the things when you watch the evening news and when you look at the political candidates, and I'm not going to name any names or any parties because as far as I'm concerned, they're, well, never mind, we won't go there. But when you watch the evening news, do you feel that the news sometimes backs one party or the other or one candidate or the other?
Well, in a way, yeah, but it just depends on who's getting paid the most. News often reports the winning party and the party that other people want to win.
Anthony, so, you're breaking up just a little bit.
Hello. All right, so I would say that the news kind of directs towards the party that is either winning or favorites win. But most of the time, if it is unbiased, then it's good. But most news is not impartial.
Paige, what do you think?
I think there are definitely news broadcasts that sway either direction. I think that there's some that are more Democratic, some are more Republican-leaning, but I don't know.
I personally sometimes am offended by the pictures they use of an opposing candidate. You know, when they're reading a story, if it's a station that kind of leans to the Democratic Party, when they read a story about the other party and show a picture of one of the candidates, it's usually not a portrait or something favorable of that candidate. Do you guys notice that too?
Yeah, it's never really a pretty picture because in order to actually gain the lead and become the favorable party, sometimes you have to destroy the other's image.
Yeah. I think that sometimes they kind of try to sway the viewers or the listeners. Does that concern you guys?
I think that it's definitely a thing that happens, but I don't think it's very, I don't think I am super concerned about it because there are multiple people that you can listen to and watch on the TV that are have both of the parties involved.
When you guys talk to other students at Kingman Academy High School at lunch or in the hallway or after school, do they often talk about the parties and the media and the way that kind of, you know, wants to influence them?
Oftentimes, no, because most kids in the high school are not really involved in politics, and they spend most of the time thinking about other things, like what they're going to do after high school or what they should focus on now rather than long-term. It's not a very brought-up subject.
Yeah, I agree with him. It's not very brought-up.
Okay. But the two of you seem to be pretty much involved in the political arena.
I wouldn't say I'm super involved. I have just seen things on the television and on social media and stuff. I'm not super involved myself.
Right. Now, Paige, you can vote this year, right?
Yes, I can.
Have you made up your mind yet, or are you still watching TV and checking social media?
Yeah, I'm still deciding.
Okay. Do you think you'll lean towards one party for all your votes, or maybe bounce around between the two parties as you go down the voter ticket, basically?
I'll probably bounce around. I'm not super towards one party or the other. I'll probably bounce around.
When you communicate with your friends and even your family, are they middle of the road, pick a little bit of this party, a little bit of that party? You know, they pick the candidate, not necessarily the party?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I think that that's very common today myself, that people are going to lean towards the individual, not necessarily if there's a D or an R behind their name. Anthony, what about your family? When you talk with them, are they leaning towards a particular party or just the candidate?
Oftentimes, I feel like they would be in the middle, but normally they lean towards the candidate because the candidate is the face of the party. He's the representative. And when you look into the representative's past and what they've done and what they actually feel in terms of how they want to make changes for the nation, stuff like that, you tend to lean towards the face of the party rather than the actual party and what it's done. So I would say there's definitely a lean towards the candidate, yeah.
Okay. When I grew up, my father was, he backed Robert Kennedy, and he was John Kennedy, and he was a big Democrat. But he also realized that some people that run for office are attached to a party, but maybe they don't lean 100% toward the party. We saw that with Kristen Sinema, who ran on a Democratic ticket, but then once she got in office, she switched to an independent. And now she's decided not to run again. Which one of you will be in office first?
She's 18. She will.
Are either one of you watching politics thinking, you know, this might be something I might be interested in getting into?
In terms of actually watching it, sometimes when you look at it and you see these people who are allowed to have big speeches and run on forever about topics that they actually care about, it does interest me. But in terms of all the responsibilities that come with it, it could be a difficult task.
Right.
It's definitely a deciding factor.
Paige, what do you think?
I definitely don't want to be a part of the political environment, but I do think it's interesting, and I do think it's a very important thing for people to get into, but I am just not one to be willing to do that.
Will you be running for student council at NAU?
No, I don't think so, unless that becomes an opportunity, you know, whichever way the wind blows, but probably not as of right now.
When you head to NAU, what's your major going to be? What are you headed for in the world of career?
I'm majoring in communication sciences and disorders, which means I'm going to be become a speech pathologist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fabulous. As you've watched the news and you've watched different stations and you think, oh, I wouldn't mind working there or working here, where would you like to work in Phoenix?
I don't really, I haven't seen a lot of jobs in the political area. That's kind of what this little shadow job that we're doing right now is trying to see different different jobs in the area and different political jobs.
Okay. Would you graduate and come back to Kingman?
Possibly. My family is from here, so maybe, but I'll possibly go somewhere else. It just depends on where my job takes me.
Okay. All right.
She might be a talk show host.
Well, I'll move over by then. Paige, you know where Bullhead City is? Actually, we could move the studio to Kingman for you. Roger would find room in his garage, and you could broadcast.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. All right, we're at 20 past. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me take a break. We're going to come right back and visit with these fine students a little bit more. I do want to remind you, tomorrow on the show, we're going to talk about Bullhead City Parks and Recreation with Dave Heath and Claire Adams.
Amazing care happens in Western Arizona Regional Medical Center's Fast ER. We keep hearts beating, keep lungs breathing, stop strokes, and we are always ready to care for a multitude of serious injuries and illnesses. If it's a heart attack, remember that fast care can stop heart damage and let healing begin. Act quickly to seek care and know that we're ready in a heartbeat. For more information, visit WesternArizonaER.com.
Spring has arrived, and it's time to revitalize your ride with 66 Auto Sales. If you are in need of a vehicle for your family adventures or a powerful pickup to take off-road, we have the perfect vehicle to tackle your springtime adventures. For nearly five decades, 66 Auto Sales has been the cornerstone of Mojave County's automotive needs. Our dedication to customer satisfaction ensures a hassle-free car buying experience before and after the sale. Stop in today and see one of our helpful sales associates or check out our inventory at 66autosales.com.
Warmer weather brings out scorpions, sun spiders, and other creepy crawlers. Nobody wants a spider bite or scorpion sting, especially your children and your pets. Barron Pest Solutions can help prevent bug bites and stings. With a monthly scheduled treatment plan indoors and outside, you'll rest comfortably knowing your pets and children are safe. Barron certified technicians know the proper products to use and the correct way to treat your home or office. Call Barron Pest Solutions today, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club Restaurant, Spa, Fitness Center, and the pool are always open to the public. The Fitness Center is completely remodeled. Brand new equipment with Pro Maxima equipment. Open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin Bike Center, yoga, weight training, cardio exercises, and steam room success. All for only $50 a month. Open to the public, Willett City's newest fitness center at Laughlin Ranch. Call 754-4050. Sign up now at laughlinranch.com.
Anderson launches summer on the lake with the 33rd running of the Lake Havasu Boat Show. The pride of the Lake Havasu Marine Association kicks off April 19th and runs through the 21st. See the newest and best in boating bargains at Windsor 4 from over 140 vendors, plus a cornhole tournament, live entertainment on the Radio Central stage, and a food court featuring Budweiser products. Plan now to attend the largest outdoor boat show in the West, April 19th through the 21st.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower. Brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're introducing their French toast platters. Yeah, enjoy banana nut and caramel French toast platter. Or strawberry cheesecake French toast platter. Or how about lemon blueberry French toast platter. Or chocolate-covered strawberries on your French toast platter. Only at Perkins in Bullhead City. 66 Auto Sales. Hey, it's Mojave County's largest, the biggest, pre-owned vehicle car lot anywhere in the county. No one's bigger than 66. They've been on that intersection on the corner of Route 66 for 50 years. Yeah, so they must be doing something right. Now, I don't think any of them personally have been there 50 years. There's a couple in there that have the last name of Hill, so their family has been there forever. But not, you know, maybe not them. But they can help you find a two-door or a four-door or a van or truck or SUV or luxury car. How about a four-wheel drive? Maybe economy car. Okay, whatever you want. Go there on the corner. Or you can call them, 753-6600. Or you can go to 66auto.com and see all the cars. Check it out. Barron Services, the professionals in pest solutions for your home. Well, you know, keep your kids safe, your pets safe, your aunts. Well, the aunts and uncles, but not the aunts on the ground. No, Barron will help you get rid of them. Yeah, they treat the ground, and the ground makes the ants turn around. Nah, we're not going this way. No, bugs, creepy crawlers, crickets, you don't see them. When Barron's comes around, no, they're gone. Yeah, and the same at your business. You don't want a customer seeing a bug on your ground, even if it's dead. You know, oh, I don't want that. No. So if you're in Needles, Mojave Valley, Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, Laughlin, you can have a bug-free home or work. Call Barron Services, 928-758-5499. Quality Experience Family. Brandy walks through a silent town. Mojave Electric Cooperative and the Arizona Electric Power Cooperative want you to have a full understanding of the proposed Mojave Energy Park. The generation and transmission of power and reliable, affordable energy is still in the planning stages, but you can learn up-to-date details at a custom website just for this project. It's called MojaveEnergyPark.com. And if you go there and you don't get your question answered, call MEC at 928-763-1110. All right, and we're back with Roger Galloway and Paige Christensen and Anthony Mate. And for the students, I want to ask you about social media, because I know as seniors, you're on social media a lot, and you're on your phones frequently. When it comes to elections, do you think sometimes when you look at social media, they may try to sway you one way or the other? They mean the posts, not just of people, but the advertising and whatnot.
Personally, I think that I'm not on the political side of social media. I just see the occasional political ad, but it's nothing too egging, I don't think.
Do you think that it's trying to sway you?
I think that that's definitely the point of all political propaganda and stuff, is to sway you. But it's not super swaying to me, just because I'm not super in the political scene.
I'm glad you're smarter than they when what they post. Anthony, what do you think? Do you see look at some of these posts and think they're trying to target you and form your opinion?
Every marketing campaign does have a target audience. I would say, yeah, they're obviously trying to sway you one way or another. But I don't really see politics as much as I see marketing for sales and products.
Yeah. Let's ask you both. If you were on a campaign for someone, how would you frame that individual on social media?
I would try to frame them in the most positive light I could, with pictures of them smiling, helping people, doing as much as I can to make them look and appear better, holding a baby, whatever it is.
Anthony, what do you think?
Yeah, you definitely want to make them look good, because obviously the more favorable guy is going to be the guy that looks like he's best with children, best with people, he's respectable, he's honorable. So you're going to want to make him look as good as you can.
What do you both think about the negative world of advertising? He did this, he did that, he said this, she said that. Would you be a part of those conversations?
In terms of actually negative campaigning and stuff and bashing other people, I think it could give you an advantage, but I wouldn't be a part of it.
Great. Paige?
I think that... I don't really know. I think that there is a lot of negative campaigning, and I think that it definitely does good for people to negatively campaign against their opposition. But I don't personally see a lot of that on my social media and on different things and platforms.
Okay. I just know that in the national media, the two presidential candidates are constantly poking at each other, and some of their commercials that they run on television are kind of negative. You know, he did this, he said that. You don't want him in there no more. Or you don't want this guy coming back because of this, because of that. And I wonder if that sways you at all, the negative advertising versus the positive advertising.
Well, in terms of the negative versus positive, I'd say the positive is definitely more waiting, and the negative is definitely more entertainment, because the positive can get you, okay, this person's doing good, whatever, whatever. And the negative is mostly against the other person, and it's an entertainment because it's just two candidates fighting against each other, making points against each other to make each other look bad.
Yeah.
I think that people definitely need to fact check when they see bad things about other candidates and stuff, because there can stretch stories and make it look worse than it is. And so that's what I like to try to do when I see different things like that. I try to fact check when I do stuff like that.
You brought up an interesting point. Do you think that the Americans in general should fact check some of the things that are said by the two presidential candidates?
I definitely think that they should. There's a too much stretch that could be misinterpreted in that way.
Right. Anthony, what do you think?
Yeah, people should definitely double check where they get their sources, because some sources do reach a little bit on certain issues and make it more extensive.
Yeah. So in a roundabout way, what you're both saying is sometimes the two candidates running for president can put out false information.
I think that they can stretch. I don't think that they would put out super, super false information, like just straight up lies. I think that there has to be some truth in it in order for people to think that it's 100% true.
Anthony, what do you think?
I agree with her in that, because I feel like if there's not some percentage of truth to the lie, then nobody will ever convince. To persuade, you have to have some part of it that is at least real.
Yeah. Well, folks, we're out of time. So I want to thank both of you for heading into Roger's office there and watching him put his feet up on his desk and chatting with me. I wish you both best of luck. And, Paige, over the summer, you're welcome to come down here anytime you want and co-host with me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So we're 1858 Highway 95. We're 10 to 11 every day live. And I'll tell you what, you want to do something really fun, June 7th, we're going to open the new bridge over by Target, and I'm going to be broadcasting live. If you want to come down and be a part of that, you can.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Okay. All right. Thank you both. Anthony, have a great day. Roger, you too.
Thank you so much.
You bet. All right. We're going to take a break. Then we're going to bring in the Salvation Army find out about their summer program and something about May the 4th be with you.
Mojave Electric Cooperative supports higher education and offers an annual scholarship program to students within the MEC service area. Students who are attending college in the fall semester of 2024 are eligible to apply for financial assistance up to $5,000. Apply today. Applications are available at www.mojaveelectric.com and must be received by 5 p.m. on April 26th.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
People are saying new year, new me. Let ProFit Kitchen help you. Healthy, fresh, and delicious food. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and more for $24. Plus, fresh pressed juices, smoothies, and protein shakes. Dine in, catering, or to go. ProFit Kitchen. Eric's meal prep solutions are the best way to stay the course. Healthy, fresh, delicious. See the complete menu and place your order at ProFit Kitchen. KITCHIN.com.
Stream, work, search, work, game, work. You can do it all with 100% fiber internet from TWN Communications and Mojave Electric Cooperative. Upspeeds and downspeeds don't change with your fiber connections. Now available in many areas. Visit TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOMM.com/Mojave. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up today. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply.
It doesn't get much better than having a job you love working with people you love, children. And when you become a certified child care provider, you can spend your days surrounded by your favorite people. Enjoy a fulfilling career caring for up to 4 children in your home. You'll get to run your own business, support children's development, provide parents with peace of mind, and make a difference in your community. Get certified to become a child care provider at childcare.azccrr.com. Sponsored by the Arizona Department of Economic Security.
You can hear KMTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.5 for Bullhead City, Laughlin, Needles, and Havasu Heights on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KMTR talk at KJJJ HD2. Go to KMTRTalk.com for audio streaming and on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KMTR Talk, the voice of the free.
Ah, can you see clearly now?
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
Yeah, good thing, huh? Hey, welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 live from the Ken Perella Real Estate Tower in downtown Bullhead City, brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Would you like to enter the world of healthcare? Well, let Legacy Rehab and Care Center help you out. They'll hire you, and they'll train you to be a nursing assistant. Yeah, certified nursing assistant. Right, all while you're on the clock. And you're getting paid. You don't have a skill? It's okay. They'll teach you. Yeah. Maybe this is the way you want to go. Become a nurse. Become a doctor. Yeah. Start off at Legacy. Their skills that they do, you know, the services they provide is post-acute rehabilitation. And then physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. So if you know somebody who wants to get in the world of healthcare or needs to take a look at the facility, maybe to put a family member in there. Call 928-763-1404. Stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. You heard yesterday, the fitness center, totally remodeled. Brand new equipment by Pro Maxima. It open 7 days a week, 8 to 8. Spin bike center, yoga center, training, weight training, cardio exercises, a steam room. Yeah, check that out. $50 a month. You go 7 days a week, 8 to 8, whenever you want. Open to the public. Check out Bullhead City's newest fitness center. Sign up at LaughlinRanch.com. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Oh, yeah. Hey, when you need emergency care, you want it fast. And if it's serious, like a heart attack or a stroke, minutes matter. Well, that's why it's important to choose a hospital that's equipped to evaluate and treat serious illnesses and injuries. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is that hospital, and they're here 24/7. Learn more at WesternArizonaER.com. All right, one of our favorite captains is in the house, Captain John Burks with the Salvation Army. How are you?
I was doing really good until I got in this parking lot and I hit this tundra.
The white one?
Yeah.
Okay, John's just left. We just threw him out of the studio.
No, I'm doing great. Doing good.
Thank good. You. How's our world going at the Salvation Army?
Doing well. We're just doing our regular services that we provide, and so we do the food boxes on Monday, Wednesday through Friday.
Okay.
And that's from 9 to 12 for food boxes. There is some paperwork that needs to be filled out.
You get homeless people walking up going, can I get a sandwich? Do you guys have anything for?
Yeah, actually, we got a really good connection with the Little Caesars. And so they actually get Little Caesars pizza.
Okay.
And they get water and snacks. And that happens the same Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know, in the morning, 9 to 12. But we also help them out from 1 to 3:30 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So not Thursday afternoons.
Okay.
But that's also they can get a shower if they need a shower.
That's right. Now the homeless shelter has showers. But for the longest time, you were the only shower in Bullhead City.
Yeah, that's from what I understand. But you know better than me.
I do. But how can the public help? I mean, this is a major project when you talk about taking care of homeless people. Yeah. How can the public help you?
I think the easiest way is if they want to, if they go out into hotels and all those things, they don't use those, you know, little shampoos. They can take those shampoos, conditioners, and soaps that they don't use and take them with them. They're paying for it anyway.
Yeah.
And then bring it back and donate to us. That would help out for our homeless shower program.
Okay.
And then for our food programs, if you want help with the homeless, bring, you know, if you go to Sam's Club or whatever and get those big boxes of little snacks.
Oh, okay.
That helps. We put those into our
homeless. Like the little chips or
anything like that.
Granola
bars.
Okay.
I would stay away from peanut things. Softer items is probably best.
Okay.
Just because homeless, they don't have a lot of dental going on, and so it's more likely softer items. Probably
now,
better.
Western Arizona Regional Medical Center just did a peanut butter drive because they did the research, and homeless people can take a jar of peanut butter and throw it in their backpack, and it lasts them a week or two.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you also provide peanut butter to the public?
Yes, we purchased a couple of the lot sales over at Smith's when they had the peanut butter at 99 cents. So we
bought
some of that. And then as people donate it, we just got a grant, or we're going to get a grant in phase 41 of the EFSP. And so we're gonna use that actually for milk, eggs, cheese, butter, and then we'll probably get peanut butter for homeless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now you're gearing up for summer.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably don't have enough water to give out.
Right now we're sitting okay.
All
we
right.
have about a pallet and a half right now. We are working regionally with Safeway Albertsons company, and they normally give water when we need it.
Oh, okay.
But we always need water.
Right.
It's not. I mean, it's one of those things that you know sometimes we're really low on, and there's times when we have a lot of. But because summer's coming, we go through probably 20 pallets during the summer.
20 pallets of water.
And that's because we also give it out in the thrift store as well. So for some reason in the afternoon, sometimes our social services is closed, homeless can still go in there and they know they can get a water in there. Or if there's a customer or whatever. But we also have a cooling station if they want to come in and wait and cool down in
the lobby.
In the thrift store or the lobby of the social service. And our staff at the thrift store knows that if somebody comes in and asks for water, we have a small fridge up there, and so we have it available for anyone who needs it, even through the cooler months, because you know it's not so cool for everybody.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now you have something coming up May 4th. What is that?
Okay, so this is May the 4th Be With You event. Yeah, and it is Star Wars themed. And so we thought, what can we do for the general public, for youth that could just come in and have a great event at our facility?
Okay.
And so and when I lived up in Idaho Falls, the Boise, Idaho Corps there, they had May the 4th Be With You event.
Oh.
And I thought, man, that's a great idea just to, you know, but what can we do with our small space? And so I'll be dressed up that day as a Jedi. my wife will be dressed up as Princess Leia.
Okay.
And maybe a couple of other volunteers will be dressed up as well. And then we'll usher a group of kids and parents into a room to take pictures and all of that. And
uh-huh.
They'll go into the chapel area and... we'll have a small pack of Legos that they can put together.
Oh.
They'll have pool noodles that there's a craft that they can make and make a little lightsaber out of pool noodles. I'm sure parents will be excited about that.
Yeah, they will.
More the kids, I'm sure. And then we also will be providing some coloring pages and things like that, but also snacks that are kind of like Jedi themed, you know, Star Wars.
What's your target audience for these kids?
Anyone who likes Star Wars. I mean, there's no like it doesn't matter. I mean, if there's a family of five and you have a 3-year-old and and a 13-year-old, come on down and we'll.
That's coming up in just a couple Saturdays.
Yeah, it's coming up quick.
Yeah.
And I've noticed, you know, I'm still trying to get used to the area, but this is the prime time for events. So I think there's 3,000 other events on that day. But
okay. You give people an option.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so this is just another option for families. It's free. For those families that, you know, don't have enough to go to other events, they can come and just enjoy a good time.
And this is half an hour, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not taking your whole day.
No.
Just stop by, have a little fun, and see the people dressed up in outfits and take pictures. And
just have a good time.
Yeah, have a good time.
Absolutely.
Make a pool noodle.
Yeah.
Lightsaber.
Absolutely.
I love
with
it.
Your kids.
I love it.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so that comes up in 2 weeks. What's the time frame during the day?
10 to 2 is what we're going to kind of, you know, start around 10 o'clock and then finish up at around 2.
Good. Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. What plans do you have for your building these days? I mean, that's used to be a grocery store. That's an old building.
That is an old building. We just found out that we have some work that we have to get done on the fire risers. So that'll be updated in the next couple months.
Okay.
And then we are also still planning. We've been planning, but we're still moving slowly forward with getting a block wall for the back area.
Okay.
There's just been a lot of individuals that have been, you know, jumping over, breaking the stuff.
Gosh.
And, cutting wires and
so it's a crime prevention wall.
Yeah, okay. Unfortunately, yeah, that's what we have. We just have to, you know, make sure our vehicles and our forklift and everything that's in that area is
safe.
Yeah. So
wow, that's an issue, huh?
Yeah. We actually have to store some pallets and stuff, and they have to be away from the wall because then it's a you know.
Right.
Yeah. Anything that's close to the wall, we have to be careful. And actually, the wall that will go up is actually a little bit further away from our containers because there's some trees on the other side. And so I can only imagine them climbing the tree at some point and getting on a container. It's just, you know, it is.
Isn't it amazing that you have to look, you got to figure all that out. You got to think like a criminal. And
Resilience. It's resilience.
They can't get to the store that way.
There is one door back there, but it doesn't have any lock or anything on the outside. It's all inside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. So,
yeah.
But that is where you put your big van and your forklift. And
yeah, we do store our truck that goes out, and that truck goes out and picks up we do only pick up furniture, and you can go ahead and if you have furniture that needs to be picked up, we do pickups on Wednesday or Tuesdays and Thursdays, depending on the area. And what most people don't know is we actually, if you go and buy furniture at our location for $35, we actually can deliver as long as it's on the first floor.
Oh.
On those same days, depending on where you live, north or south of us.
Okay.
And so you can just call the main number there at 928-758-3141 and then get a hold of a manager there, and okay. they'll help work that out. Or when you go and you purchase a thing and you don't have a vehicle, a piece of furniture, and you don't have a vehicle,
call you.
Just let them know, hey,
what a deal. That's a great deal.
$35 more and you can
John's get Delivery it. Service. Yeah.
Salvationary.
So yeah. I get an email every day from something called the OneDrive, and it sends me pictures from this day that go way back, some that I never knew were even digitized.
Okay.
And it showed a couple days ago, it sent me some pictures, and several years ago we had a yard sale, my wife and I. Mm. And whoever the captain was at the time, I said, look, the yard sale's over at 2. I want your truck there at 2:30, and you're taking everything left. And because there was three of us doing this, three neighbors. Mm. And there was a picture of the Salvation Army truck there about 2:30 picking everything up.
Wow.
In the pictures that I went through. So wow. people can make arrangements to have a yard sale and then call you to get the leftovers.
Yeah, it is possible. Right now we're only picking up, because we get enough people dropping off.
Right.
We only pick up furniture. So.
Oh, okay.
We try to limit it to that because they don't have a lot of time to.
I think I had a piece of furniture in that.
That's yeah. one piece. That's
one chair.
That's fair.
Yeah. So what are the hours for your thrift store?
The thrift store is from 8:30 until 4 o'clock.
Okay. And that's 6 days a week?
Yeah, Monday through Saturday.
And then when you get up on the pulpit on Sundays?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
What time?
Oh,
yes, I do.
Well, it's usually around 11:30-ish.
Oh, okay.
But we start at 11 o'clock, and we sing some songs, and we have some good hymns that we sing, and then some newer songs as well.
Okay.
But we're also on Facebook Live as well for the Salvation Army Bullhead City, the same Facebook that we put all our cells on as well.
When you look at the Facebook and you can see how many people watch. Or, mm-hmm. Do you get a lot of people watching your services from home?
I think Misty does all the stats for that. And when I ask, she tells me. But numbers sometimes go in and out. That's why I put everything down on paper or in the computer. Otherwise, I forget.
Right.
But I think she said we get around between 40 and 50 a week that actually be.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty decent.
Yeah.
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 That's a decent number.
Yeah.
And you're happy with that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think it's just another platform that individuals can hear the Word of God, and that's super important. I was just talking to someone the other day about when COVID happened, and a million pastors had to figure out what they were going to do.
Right.
Right? And so the Salvation Army throughout the Western Territory had a push that you were required to have it on Facebook that Sunday. And a lot of people had no idea how to do it. And
right.
so they had a week to figure it out. And so did a million other pastors. And I don't know if anybody remembers, but you went on Facebook that Sunday, and all you saw was sermons after sermons after sermons.
I don't
amazing.
Recall that, but
our
friends, Kid Nick, and of course Kirk has passed away, they were doing concerts from their house.
Oh, that's awesome.
Once a week. And they
oh,
were,
that's awesome.
Yeah. They were, because there was no live entertainment.
Mm.
And so they were singing and playing this saxophone and doing concerts on Facebook Live.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they pop up every once in a while, too. And it brings back great memories. Since he didn't pass away from COVID, but he passed away from cancer in a very quick time.
Oh.
Very short time
at
a young age. So, and we have his walk this Saturday. And it's the second annual Kirk Tracy Memorial Walk at the Heritage Trail in Davis Camp, 8 o'clock. If you want to come down and walk. If you got any questions, call Nicole at 323-304-2589. You have a big, important meeting today.
Yes, we have an advisory board meeting today at 4 o'clock at the Salvation Army there at 1461 Palmer Road, Bullhead City, Arizona. You guys know the zip code, right?
86442.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat with the captain a little bit more today on Speak Out from Lake Havasu City in about 16 minutes. Power Hour 2.0. Chad and Bobby will be in there talking everything about real estate, financing, everything you want to know. Tune in and listen. Stick around. We're going to come right back.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City introduces the new Ultimate French Toast Platters menu. Enjoy your choice of four new great combo platters. Check out the Banana Nut and Caramel French Toast Platter or their Strawberry Cheesecake French Toast Platter. How about a Lemon Blueberry French Toast Platter? Or try the delicious chocolate-covered Strawberry French Toast Platter. Eggs and bacon on all platters. Available now at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery.
Interest rates. The fight continues. Hello, Chad Hansen here, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. It's no secret that interest rates have been savage lately, but rest assured that Mojave Mortgage is here to help you combat the high interest rates of the retail lenders with wholesale pricing and best-in-class customer service. Visit us at MojaveMortgages.com, where we invite you to be savage, not average.
Hi, my name is Colin Savage, and I approve this message.
Mojave Mortgage, MLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to help patients with skilled nursing needs. This includes personal care and hygiene assistance, meal service, laundry, and housekeeping service, plus an on-site beauty salon and beautiful secured outdoor patios where you can sit and enjoy the Arizona mountainous terrain. The Legacy prides itself by providing life enrichment activities for all their residents. See for yourself by following Legacy Rehab on Instagram today.
Please join us this Saturday, April 20th, starting at 6:30 for registration at the Heritage Trail at Davis Camp for the Kirk Tracy Musical Memorial Walk. We're going to have a beautiful day. The funds will be going to instruments for local schools and students, and also to Saint and the Bullhead City Morning Kiwanis Club. Please come out and join us, get some fresh air, and celebrate this wonderful man.
Every 2 seconds, a hospital patient needs a life-saving blood transfusion. Every 2 seconds, there's an urgent need for blood donation. Every second matters. In an emergency, doctors may face impossible choices. Who gets blood and who must wait? Will you roll up a sleeve and give? Because of you, life doesn't stop. Donate blood. Make your appointment today at vitalant.org.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, host of Sundays with Sinatra, right here on KNTR Talk. You know, I've had the honor of being with Frank Sinatra and knowing Frank Sinatra a little bit back in the day, and I'm so happy to be telling stories about the chairman of the board every Sunday evening from 5 to 7. Just sit back and relax and take a couple of hours away from the news and politics of the day. Ring-a-ding-ding, baby.
Sundays with Sinatra, 5 to 7 p.m., brought to you by the Anderson Automotive Group, Havasu Landing Resort and Casino, and the Joshua Tree Spa.
If you've never listened to the Sinatra Show on Sundays, check it out. I enjoy it myself. You know, Strangers in the Night, and New York, New York, and some of the great hits of Sinatra are played on that show. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Elevate your online experience with 100% fiber internet. Yes, it's the best, let me tell you. I only know because I have it at home. The studio here, the whole tower is on TWN. You can have it in Bullhead City and Fort Mojave. There's 23,000 connections out there. Go to TWNcom.com, and check it out. It never breaks, never fails, never goes down, never fades. It's awesome. You need it. You want it. Pro Fit Kitchen, the healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall, and now in Kingman, going to have an official ribbon cutting on May 2nd at 4 o'clock. Healthy food, delicious food. Oh, it's the best. 4 different salads, 12 wraps, 10 healthy burgers, 4 delicious bowls, and smoothies and protein shakes. See the entire menu at ProFit Kitchen, that's KITCHIN.com. Mojave Mortgage. Hey, are you thinking about a home in 2024? Well, stick around because you can hear Mojave Mortgage on the show with Paul Lavoie, Speak Out from Lake Havasu City at the top of the hour right after the news. And Chad Hansen will be in there, and he'll tell you about financing. He'll tell you about interest rates. Oh, yeah. Tell you about the vault. Yeah, have you ever heard about his vault? Yeah, tune in. He's got a vault the size of the Pentagon, underground, full of cash. Yeah, every shelf. Ones, 20s. You know, he's got it all stacked. You know, it's type A personality. He's got it all stacked up. Perfect. If you need 400 grand for a new house, just go talk to him. He'll go down the basement and get you the 400. Here you go. It's that easy at Mojave Mortgage. Call him, 928-288-2691. Get some of Chad's money. Man, you need some water. You have to call Chad. Yeah,
that's fair.
Go buy some water. Yeah. You'd be surprised. He would probably go, okay, we'll go get it.
Yeah, last year when we first got here, we were running low, and I didn't know it. We just had in between the transition, and one of our church members bought a whole pallet from Sam's Club and had it brought over, a whole pallet of water.
I think Mr. Don Faust has done that once or twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I know when you get a pallet of water delivered, because for you that's got to last at least a few weeks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what you need. That's a blessing and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially the amount of homeless that are coming in and individuals that need the water. Yeah.
Do you, in your history and your predecessors, have you found that it picks up a little bit during the summer because it is nice during the day? I mean, they could be in worse temperatures.
They are in worse temperatures, but even going to city council meetings and some other meetings, during the summer, homelessness actually lowers because of how hot it is.
Oh.
And so people are, and homeless are displaced to cooler temperatures, and then they come back during when it cools down.
Oh, okay.
But the people that are there, they need you're sweating water.
Right. Oh, yeah, all day long.
Sweat and water. So
yeah,
you need a lot
outdoors.
Of water. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's other organizations that have water stations, and the city has cooling stations as well. And so it's important that we have multiple throughout the city.
I believe there's that homeless task force meeting tomorrow.
There is, yeah.
At Bullhead City?
1:30, yeah.
1:30, ran by Jeff Tipton,
yeah,
the human services director for Bullhead City. Was in here last week. Yeah. So, is Bullhead City in general... I'm not saying City Hall, but in Bullhead City in general, you think is doing good things for the homeless?
I think within that task force, I think it's a good starting point in order to really focus on homeless and how to help the homeless the best way possible. I mean, it's a touchy subject, regardless of
right.
who you talk to, and everyone has opinions. But the reality when it comes to like organizations like the Salvation Army is, one, they're an individual that needs help. And so we have to do our best to help them where they're at and hope that they're going to rise above where they're at and then,
right.
and then give them the encouragement and the tools and other entities that help along that way so they can get to a better life.
I like it. So are there things in the Salvation Army that you've done in other locations that are not being done here?
Man, I'm trying to think of that. The Salvation Army is really unique to the location and the funding that's provided.
Yeah.
Other locations, we were basically in charge of the Angel Tree kind of program with
right.
Toys, and we kind of work with the fire department.
Oh, okay. What's your phone number if people want to call you at the Salvation Army? Or?
Yeah, you can call us at 928-758-3141, and you can get a hold of social services that way, the thrift store, Captain Misty for summer camp. I wasn't able to touch on that. But,
oh, okay.
Or me.
All right. Captain, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, no problem.
Great
My
information.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. That's going to can for the tuna. I'm out of here. The news is up next. And then Speak Out from Lake Havasu City with Paul Lavoie and the Power Hour.
This is KNTR Talk, KJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.